DW.
What a spectacle. High in the Japanese Alps, monkeys are zipping across the forest. Dozens of red-faced macaques are playfully splashing around in the streaming water of natural hot springs with their young. Others hang out beside the pools and happily delouse one another. Just like humans in a spa, they seem to be here to relax, socialize, and clean up. Japan is home to the world's most northerly population of these primates. They are good swimmers and just love to wallow in the warmth of the natural thermal springs at Yudanaka. The spa monkeys have turned the small resort into a big attraction for tourists. A young couple from Germany is amazed to see just how popular these baths are.
Enorm, wie viele Touristen hier sind. Wir sind wirklich heute extra mit dem Auto hierher gefahren.
It's crazy how many tourists are here today. We drove all the way from Tokyo because it's such a spectacle to see these monkeys. You have to see them once. It's a whole different story than seeing them in a zoo.
So sieht das Tom.
The young woman from Oldenburg is laughing at the sight of so-called snow monkeys cutting capers in the water. No one knows whether it was the monkeys or their hairless cousins who discovered the attraction of the hot pools first. But one thing is certain, Japan's bathing culture is unique and has a very long history. The joys of soaking in hot water were already described in the country's second oldest book. Published in 720, Nihon Shoki refers to Japan's three ancient hot springs. But which three hot springs is the book talking about? No other country boasts as many thermal springs as Japan. The island nation bubbles and steams at more than 28,000 spots, from Hokkaido in the north to Kyushu in the south. That's because deep beneath the Japanese landscape, four tectonic plates rub up against each other. The same subterranean forces that cause earthquakes and volcanic eruptions have long brought Japanese bathers a comfortable, cleansing sweat.
I come here a lot, more than once a week. The water is so amazing. I can relax, get rid of my exhaustion. I sleep much better at night, and the next day I feel much more rejuvenated.
That's Tomo Kobayashi, a sales agent from Tokyo, who's treating himself to a little getaway at a thermal bath, of course.
It's a Japanese tradition. The ancient samurai bathed when they were worn out or injured, and the Japanese always want to be clean. Our country is full of hot springs, and the water is different at every single one. I'm a real onsen maniac.
Onsen is how the Japanese refer to the hot springs that pop up all over Japan at all price levels. Open-air pools are particularly popular. They range from free natural pools to the expensive ryokan, luxurious country retreats with decadent menus, futon beds, and tatami mats. The sumptuously decorated granite baths in these luxurious retreats are guaranteed monkey-free. Although it's an expensive business, statistics show that everyone in Japan treats themselves to at least one ryokan visit each year. For everyday needs, every town, big or small, has its own onsen bath, where you can take an hour out of your day to let the stress evaporate. The procedure is always the same, says Mariko Nozaki, the onsen master of a neighborhood retreat where I am testing the waters, so to speak.
Before you get into the bath, you have to clean yourself properly. It helps to get your circulation going, and it's a matter of hygiene. After all, everybody is going to be sitting in the same water, so you have to be clean.
In order to be allowed into the bath, I have to wash first. Hot water is poured into a plastic basin. Everyone here has a small plastic chair that they can sit on. Now I'm getting a blue cloth and... Now my head is being scrubbed with a plastic brush. There is a lot of water involved in this cleaning process. I'm getting a hand shower right now. During the whole washing procedure, I'm sitting down so that I don't see any of the other people, and so they can't see me either. All right, I think now I am clean. But I have also seen some Japanese people scrubbing themselves for a good 20 minutes. Wait, I was just told that I am clean enough. Okay, good. Time to enjoy the bath. By law, a proper onsen bath has to have a set amount of minerals and has to be at least 25 degrees Celsius, that's 75 degrees Fahrenheit, warm. But in reality, the water is much hotter. Only when the temperature exceeds 42 degrees Celsius is the water cooled down. Miss Nozaki checked long ago that I don't have any tattoos. Tattoos are not allowed in Japanese onsen baths.
Other guests are afraid of people with tattoos. If you have a tattoo in Japan, you belong to the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia. At least that's the way it used to be.
Does the rule also count for tourists?
That depends on the size of the tattoo. If a woman has a small butterfly somewhere, then it doesn't matter. If it's a bigger tattoo, we have plasters to cover them up.
Tattooless and scrubbed clean, I'm ready to hop into the water. Oh, it's hot. 42 degrees to be exact, Miss Nozaki tells me. So how long are you supposed to stay in here?
10 to 50 minutes are enough. The water has lots of medicinal agents. It makes your skin soft and beautiful. It helps with muscle aches and back pain. And it's good for curing skin diseases.
Numerous historic paintings and color woodcuts by famous artists like Hokusai show females and males happily enjoying a bath together, naked and relaxed. But since the 19th century, when the Japanese adopted some prudish customs from the West, there has been gender separation in Japan's hot baths. At least people here still enjoy their bath naked, like the women who just entered.
It's so much nicer than going shopping. I could spend hours here and just relax. We don't wear bathing suits like some of the foreigners. We want to feel the healing water right on our skin. It's pure relaxation.
And of course, Miss Nozaki, the onsen master, enjoys a daily bath herself.
I bath every day. Only when I don't have time, I just shower instead. But let's be honest, you don't really get clean from showering.
DW